We go now to Northern California, where the car fire continues to burn. So far, six people have died, including two children, a firefighter, and a bulldozer operator helping to extinguish the flames. The fires have torn through 100,000 acres and have destroyed more than 800 structures. Thousands of lives and much more property is under threat. Sonia Hudson is a reporter with KQED in San Francisco, and she joins us from Red Bluff, California, where she's covering the fire and its impact on the community. Sonia, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Sonia, so give us an update. Where exactly is the fire right now, and how bad have the effects been under the fire so far?
So it's pretty much to the west of the city of Redding, which is home to about 90,000 people. It's burning mainly in some pretty forested areas, but the area where it is kind of coming into a more populated zone is where firefighters have really been concentrating their efforts. You mentioned the acreage earlier. They've been making significant progress compared to days past. Over the last day or so, the fire had been hovering at about 3-5% containment pretty much since it started. But over the course of the day yesterday, they were able to gain enough ground that by the end of the day, the fire was 17% contained. And we should be getting even more recent numbers in about a half an hour.
And how have people been reacting to the fire so far? Are you seeing lots of people being displaced?
Yes, lots of people have been displaced. Several evacuation shelters that I visited over the weekend filled up, and so they were just pretty constantly opening new ones. And, you know, people are pretty shaken up. A lot of the people that I talked to had never been evacuated for a fire before. One woman who I talked to at a community meeting on Saturday, I asked about her home, and she just immediately burst into tears. You know, it's really hard to lose your home. She was retired, and that was kind of the way that she was supporting herself because she had paid off her mortgage and didn't have to pay a mortgage or pay rent. So it can have a really detrimental impact on people's lives and impact their ability to stay in a place where they've lived for a long time.
And Sonia, this isn't the first time we've seen fires in California. The state, unfortunately, has been plagued by them. Is the fire department or various fire departments prepared to handle this?
So CAL FIRE, which is the state agency that responds to big wildfires like this, they've been throwing a ton of resources at this, as many as they can. There are several wildfires burning throughout California. But up here, there's about 3,400 people fighting the CAR FIRE. They bring in firefighters from all over the state, including local fire departments. They also bring in fire crews from out of state. Also on the ground is the California Highway Patrol, the National Guard, several sheriff's departments from surrounding areas. So they're putting in a lot of different resources, pulling in some federal aid money. And it seems like they have enough personnel from conversations I've had with fire officials.
And is there any sense so far what caused the fire, or is it still too early to tell?
It's a little too early to tell. And I think that, you know, they're making some ground, but it's still going to take a long time for them to get this under control.
Sonia Hudson is a reporter with KQED reporting from Redding, California on the CAR FIRE. Sonia, thanks for your work.
Thanks.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.